Appreciate that of the song service this morning. Appreciate the service as a whole. Just trusting. Pray that you'd pray for us for just a minute. Be able to get ourselves out of the way. Do that. We feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. That for the service today. If you want to read with us, we're going to read some from the fourth chapter of the book of Hebrews. Fourth chapter. Be honest with you, I'll probably read the whole chapter. Very familiar scripture. We'll start with the first verse, and you pray, and we need your prayers this morning. Lord, have His way. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into His rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which believe do enter into rest. As He said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For He spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all His works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. And again He limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would He have not afterward have spoken of another day. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into His rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from His. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into heaven, into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter, the fourth chapter of the book of Acts. Now, this is a pretty self-explanatory to me, anyway, in that of this chapter. Lord, help us this morning, and I don't know, I'll be quite frank with you, I don't know exactly what we're going to say or do or stay around, or but I've had some of this scriptures just been on our heart for a while, but it's one of those that'll come and it'll go, and it'll come and it'll go, and sometimes it's more gone than it is come. And that's where we are. I'll just be frank with you and just be honest with you. I've had 1,000 scriptures, I guess, to come to my heart and my mind even since Wednesday night, and that of which we preached on. And it just seems like that it's just been here and there. It's come and it's went, and it's come and it's went. And I really don't know this morning altogether what we're going to preach on, what we're going to say. But I've got a starting place, and that's all that I can do today is just start. I don't know altogether how to tell you my feelings and how my heart really feels this morning. But in the midst of everything that is going on, we can have peace in our hearts and in our lives. I want to talk, if the Lord help us, just a minute this morning about a rest. A rest. I see people all the time, and they're busy. They're running to and fro. They're running this away, and they're running that away. And some of them's just running. You can read in the scriptures in a place to where there was some things going on about a war, and there's a runner that wanted to run. And he really didn't see anything. He didn't really have anything to tell, but he wanted to run. And he come to the captain and he made mention. He said, "I want to run." And they said, "What you going to tell?" And they set him aside. He didn't have nothing to tell. Brother, the Bible says that he come to the captain again and he said, "I want to run." And he run. Captain said, "Run." He had a little story, and that's all he had. Had no clue. Didn't have the truth. Didn't know what went on. Had nothing, my friend, to tell. But he wanted to run. So he run. Scripture will tell you this. He got over there and they asked him, said, "Well, what's going on?" They said, "Well, this and that and then whatever." And there's another runner coming. And the seer spoke up and he said, "Here comes another runner." Said he's Cushy, I believe it was his name. And said he'll have something to tell. Listen, these folks today running themselves to death, and they've got no story. You hear me? Got no story. Got no testimony. got no experience. Have you ever heard somebody get up? It's going to be probably about like this message. I ain't got a clue which way I'm headed. I'm honest. This is honest as I can be. But brethren, a lot of times people will get up and you can tell off the bat, my friend, they ain't got nothing to tell. I don't know why I'm going this way. Don't worry about it. I'll get out of it in a minute. Nothing to tell. And they ramble and they ramble and they ramble. And you know what that does for a service? It kills it. Dampens it. Got nothing to tell. Most of the time, brethren, people ain't got nothing to tell because they have no relationship. They have nothing in their life that identifies them with the Lord Jesus Christ. Bible says, my friend, that Jesus was baptized. And you know, he said, it suffers me to fulfill all righteousness. But what that done is that identified him with the preaching of John. Brethren, if you want to be identified with the church, thank God, get a hold of Jesus. He's the only way. He's the only way you'll find rest this morning. Bible says that they entered not. They was many that the Bible says was preached to, but they believed not. Believed not. And he said, because of their unbelief, they did not enter in. You know the scripture as well as I do. When the children of Israel come out of Egypt, did you know that God already had Canaan waiting for them? Already. What was Canaan going to be unto them? It's going to be a land of rest. Yes, sir. They had been toiling. They'd had the hard taskmasters. Brethren, that'd been over them. And the Bible says, brethren, that they went out of Egypt and did what? Cried. Did they not? 3 days' journey, brethren. They had no food and they had no water. They come to Moses and they said, would to God we is back down in Egypt. Yes, sir. You know where them people's heart was? In Egypt. Is that not right? They had no peace. They had no rest. And brethren, they didn't believe God. There's something to believe in the Lord. It's what this 4th chapter's about. Believe in Him. Believing on Him. If you want to enter into rest, brethren, you've got to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Book teaches this. The Scripture says there's an identifier. I know that a lot of times we don't like for folks to look at things. They was in there 3 days. They cried unto Moses, my friend. And the Scripture teaches us that God delivered them, my friend, but He did not deliver them for 40 years. Why, preacher? Because of their unbelief. Because of their unbelief. There's a way of knowing this morning that you have the rest. That you have the peace. The peace of God. Brethren, there was a time that Paul and a host was on the sea. Troubled sea. Waves boistering. Ship turning and tossing. Brethren, they didn't know if they was going to make it to the land. But listen to me. Thank God, God told Paul. He said, you tell them that everyone abide with the ship. Woo! That we're going to make it this morning. You don't think they needed some rest? You don't think, my friend, they needed some calm? What she sang a while ago? The master of the wind. I know who makes the rain. Yes, sir, I know who makes the wind. And yes, he can move the wind, folks. Even in 2024. Yes, he can. These people's lives, that's just like that old ship on a sea. Just up and down and over and around. Got too much, my friend, on the ship. Yes, sir. Got too much unbelief in our lives. Yes, sir. Troubles of water. We got no rest. We got no peace. Brethren, get a hold of God. See if the rest don't come. The scripture teaches us, I wondered, I'm not just rambling and bambling. I want you to know these people, that their lives is just like a ship up on a stormy water. They sang a song, says, stormy waters round me. Huh? Stormy waters round me. Thank God they somebody that can handle the stormy waters of your life. Yes, they can. Have you entered into that rest? You say, preacher, I don't know whether I have or not. Well, I read to you that there is a what? A rest for the people of God. Is that not right? There's a rest. Whether you have it or not, when you get born again, you enter into a rest. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Calm. Peace. Brethren, the waters are still. And your life ain't up and down, all around. You hear me? The Bible says that on the seventh day, God did rest. Why is that in there? On the seventh day, 6 days he created the earth, the heavens, me and you. He created it all in 6 days. But he said on the seventh day, he rested. Is that not right? He rested. Now, he used that for me and you. He said, there remaineth therefore a rest for the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works as God did from his. He has ceased from his own works. You're not your own. You're not your own. You You, if you've ever been born again, you belong to God. He purchased you. He bought you. And brethren, if he's bought you, you have ceased from your works. You have entered into his rest. Yes, sir. His rest. I'm so glad we sang a song. I'm so glad Jesus came. Glory, glory to his name. A lot of folks just hadn't realized that God gave his life for you. For you. And therefore, the truth of it is, you ought to give your life to him. If you've been saved. If you've been bought with a price. You have entered into this rest. Restless. Restless nation. I can preach that to you. People are restless. Yes, sir. Uncomfortable. Uneasy. Sometimes can't even live for themselves. Do you know that? And therefore, they can't live peaceably. Amen. Thank God, they don't want you to live peaceably. It's truth. They want, what's the saying? Oh, misery loves company. They want you to be right with them. Yes, they do. I thank God that I don't have to live as the world wants me to live. I have found some peace. Peace in my life. I have found some rest in my life. That's what happens when you come to Jesus. Everything ain't a turmoil. I probably shouldn't sometimes, but I'm in a place to where there's a lot of things that goes on that just don't upset me. It just don't bother me. And I'm glad in one way that I don't have to worry about a lot of things that I used to worry about. I'm glad of that. Preacher, you worried about things? Well, I had a job. And there's a lot of things depended on what I done. And the truth of it is, I don't have that job no more. And I don't worry about them things. Number two, I don't have to worry about them things. Them things that kept me up at night. Kept me worried about things. Wondering how we was going to do this and meet this deadline and that deadline. You know, I ain't got no deadline. Some of you don't know what I'm talking about. But I'm glad I don't. Really. I'm glad I don't. You know what I found? I found out that I can have peace in this world. Yes, sir. I can have some calmness. You don't think it's a load? You don't think it's a load when you have children? You're raising children? Brethren, and you don't know whether you're going to make ends meet. Preacher, you don't know nothing about that. I'd say about 100% of you know a good bit about that. I think sometimes these young people, I think they get married too young. My opinion. Then I look back and my wife tell me, she said, "Honey, you was 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was grown. Huh? Wouldn't you, Robert? Yeah, but I was grown. I never will forget my first grandson that got married. He come up and I didn't know his wife to be. I thought he was going into it real quick. Just to be honest with you, it's how I thought, it's how I felt. And I guess the way that I put it to him, he probably figured that out. But he come to me, won't know would I marry him. Talk to him, marry him. I looked at him, Mike, and I said, "Well, what are you going to do if I don't?" Exactly. What are you going to do if I don't? I don't know. I'm honest that Kathy told me I was too hard on him. I don't know. I didn't think he was old enough, just to be honest with you. Mature enough, I guess is the word. He looked at me and he said, "Well, I guess I'll get somebody else to." Huh? Old boy's going to get married. Didn't matter where Pop married him or not, was it? Huh? Yes, sir, I married him. Yes, sir. But I personally thought he wasn't mature enough. Reckon anybody thought that about me when I was 18? Huh? My dad did, I know. He thought I was too young. But I was my own man. Growed up. Listen, preacher, what does that have to do with the rest? I want you to know that there's a journey. There's a journey in this world. But I'm glad of this one thing. I could tell you a lot of things about my beginnings. A lot of people don't know. Lamar Beeson was my pastor. Brother Carlton Rogers was the one that baptized me. Brother Carlton Rogers was the one that married me and Kathy. And Brother Carlton Rogers was at our ordination, sat on the presbytery. Brother Carlton meant a lot in my life. But Brother Lamar was our pastor, and he knowed some things. Lamar did. Note some things. He's talked to me about that I don't know how many times down through the years. He said, "Randy," he said, "had it not been for the Lord, you wouldn't have made it." Huh? Had it not been for the Lord. I want to tell you something, folks. I've not lived a life, my friend, of what Randy wanted to do. Hear me. Physically, naturally, I've not lived that kind of life. I had plans. I had goals. I had some things that I felt like I was going to do, accomplish. And the Lord said, "Not that way." You hear me? Not that way. Not that there's anything wrong with what I wanted to do or accomplish. Wasn't nothing wrong with them. It wouldn't have been sin. No, sir. But the Lord said, "This way." Early on in my life. Now I'm going to tell you something, folks. there comes a peace and a rest with moving when God says move. I believe with all my heart, my friend, that Paul would have never made it to Rome. He didn't have enough money. You know that? He didn't have enough money to pay his fare. Hear me. But God done told him, you're going to witness for me in Rome. He went as a prisoner, but he went to Rome. Yes, sir. They shackled him. Had he not appealed, they wouldn't have seen him. He is on that ship, and I believe, but I've heard Brother J.O. say, and I believe it. It stuck with me. I believe Paul was the only free man on that ship.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
Woo! Sometimes when you get on God's journey, it's a lonely trail.
Yeah.
Ain't it?
Yeah.
You hear me? But God's with us.
Amen.
You hear me?
Amen.
Was not God with him?
Yeah.
That storm come up, they was throwing everything they could off that ship. He got in touch with one of them and he said, I need to talk to the captain. He talked to the captain. He said, Captain, he said, I want you to know that the angel of God has stood by me this night. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And told me, my friend, that we'd not lose a soul if it abide with the ship.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. They was letting down, while they was getting rid of things, they was letting down the lifeboats under color. In other words, under disguise. Nobody knowed it. They was letting them down. They was fixing to leave that ship. Paul told him, he said, except you abide with the ship, you'll not be saved.
Amen.
You hear me? The old ship of Zion been beat and battered, and she's been on a lot of stormy trips. But I want you to know she's still sailing today.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Get on board.
Amen.
Get on board. It's where your peace is.
Yeah.
It's where your safety is. It's where your rest is.
Amen.
You want to rest? You want to rest? I don't feel defeated in this life. Never have. Never have. Preacher, you didn't get to accomplish some of them things. I'm going to tell you something. What happened to them things? Them things went away. They did, Robert. They went away. Did not. Just gone. It didn't happen overnight. Preacher, you're telling me that if I get right with God, then I may have to give up my life. No, I'm telling you, if you get right with God, you will give up your life.
Yeah.
Yes, you will. For his sake. When you'll do it for his sake, my friend, you'll find rest. Rest. Kind of rest he's talking about. In the fourth chapter of the book of Hebrews, they did not enter into that rest because of their unbelief. They were 600,000 footmen, not counting women and children that come out of Egypt. Do you hear me? And all them older ones. It's the truth. All them older ones, my friend, that barked against the Lord and did not believe the Lord, and did not want to hear his word, they wandered. 40 years. They was just on the edge of Jordan, just had to cross Jordan to get into the land of rest, flowing with milk and honey. And they didn't get there. They spent 40 years wandering in the wilderness. And the Lord told them, because they spoke against all the young ones that's coming on, the Lord told them, he said, all them young ones is going to go in, but you are not going. You're not going to make it. You're not going to wind up. You cannot find the land of rest. You're going to be a wanderer. Do you know the sad part of today? I see a lot of people in this world and they're wandering. They're wandering. They ain't got a clue. They ain't got a clue. I stopped at a truck stop yesterday. Had to go to the restroom. And while I was there in the restroom, there was a young boy. He was in with his father. And I don't know where all the questions come from, but that young man started talking to his father. And I could about shout it. I'm just honest with you. You say, preacher, I can't help it. I listen. I tell you, I listen. That young boy was talking about him being a boy. And he asked his daddy, why was he a boy? Yeah. And I never seen the face of either one of them, but I'm going to tell you, that father spoke to him plainly. Huh? Told him why he is a boy, and he'd always be a boy. Woo! You hear me? Teaching him. You say, preacher, why'd that make you shout? In this day and time? In this day and hour? Young man won't know why he couldn't go to the women's restroom. And his daddy told him, listen, brethren, that's the kind of peace we need in this world. You can say I'm ever whatever. They probably got a word for it. But I'm going to tell you something. There's rest and there's peace in the truth. Yes, they are. And it'll stand. Yes, sir. That word will stand. Brethren, God, I could get into a lot of things and I'm not going to. I don't know this morning. I told you to begin with. I had no clue which way I was going. Which way I was headed. But I want you to know this morning that there's rest for you. Rest for you. He, if you'll come to the Lord Jesus Christ and give him your life, you will find peace and rest for your soul. I'm going to say this. Everlasting. Amen. Everlasting. It will not run out. It won't fade away. Amen. Do you have that kind of rest? Do you have that kind of peace? Not all. You can rest assured that if you have children, if you don't raise them, somebody will. If you don't teach them, somebody will. I don't know why it's on my mind. I told you I don't know why. But I'm going to tell you there's no rest and there's no peace, brethren, in the unstable world we're living in. There's none. Not for you. You'll not find it. You'll not buy it. You'll not work for it. You'll not. I don't care what you search for in this world. It ain't there. Amen. It's only in Jesus. And He will save you forever. Forever. If you'll come to Him. While we stand, sing a verse.